Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Carla Trobeck, and welcome to the session with David Kakish, president of RIA Workspace. We have a really important question that we wanted to ask you as it relates to cybersecurity for your RIA. What's your RIA's cloud security score? So, David, can you tell everybody why it's so important for all the listeners?
Hello, Carla, and I want to welcome the listener. And the reason this is important for you as a listener is because you probably have no idea what your cloud security score is, and you don't know that you can get that within seconds. And here's the deal. If you're using any of the Microsoft products like the Office, Microsoft Office, Outlook, and things like that, which is probably close to 80% of RIAs out there, you probably have no idea how to easily get your cloud security score. And traditionally, the big problem for your RIA is, hey, if you were to get some kind of a cybersecurity assessment, it would be expensive, it would be complicated. Nobody really does that for many companies that are under 25 employees, or at least does that well. And even if you were to do that and you get a report, it's super complicated and you can't wrap your head around that. So today, I am going to share with you two things. Number one, I'm going to share with you where you can go and you can get your cloud security score. So that's number one. And then the second thing we're going to share with you is five things that you can do to increase your score so that you have a better cloud security score. So first point, all you have to do is just go to security.microsoft.com. That's it. And in there, you'll see a security score. And if you want to see a better dashboard, you can go to security.microsoft.com/secure-score. And again, I should say, don't type the www. So just go to security.microsoft.com or just go to security.microsoft.com/secure-score. Here's the deal. Once you're in there, you're going to be able to see a score. If you do not see anything there, it might tell you that you don't have access. All that that means is that you don't have administrative level access to your Microsoft portal. What I would strongly encourage you to do is email the IT company that is managing your IT and your infrastructure and things like that. Email that company and say, hey, you know what? Go to this link, security.microsoft.com, and email me back a screenshot of what our score is. And I think you're going to be surprised. It really is that simple. Carla, I'll come back to you if you wanted to ask anything before I talk about the five things that an RIA can do to improve their score.
Sure. And so basically, this URL is available to all the RIAs who are on a Microsoft platform. And it's pretty much instant access into what's going on with your cybersecurity for your organization, right? It kind of gives you that instant snapshot of, you know, a score basically of how well you're doing or not doing.
Exactly. It's instant. It doesn't cost you anything. And if you're using the Microsoft products, it's available to you. And it's available to other organizations that are not RIAs too. But I would say because we work with a lot of RIAs, 90% of them don't even know that that's available.
It's a great asset to have, even if you're not focused on your day-to-day, isn't focused necessarily on your IT environment. It's good to be able to go in there and look every once in a while and say, you know, just how well are we doing? Are there any red flags that I need to address?
Yeah, the way I see this is basically it's one of two things, right? You're either doing really well, so congratulations, and you can sleep better at night. It's just confirmation that, hey, you guys are doing the right things, or oh, wow, you know, there's a couple of things that we're missing and we can improve. And then you can work with your IT provider to go ahead and improve those. But at least you've got things that are tangible. I think the challenge sometimes with cybersecurity and specifically something like a cloud security score, it's just intangible, right? You know, people make things up, but this is actually very tangible. Microsoft gives it to you and it is available from Microsoft. And so it's something that's very actionable, right? You can give it to somebody, they can do something about that, and you can improve your score. All right, so I'm going to switch gears a little bit, and I'm going to talk about five things that you can do to improve your score. Some of these are really simple, and some of them might take a little bit of work, but for the most part, I'd say the first three, even four, are largely easy. The first thing that I want to talk about is that you can do to increase your security score. Number one is make sure that you're using multi-factor authentication for all of your email accounts. Again, a lot of people are using multi-factor authentication, but it's not on all the email accounts. I tell people this is the best and the least expensive way to maximize your security for your email. If you don't have multi-factor authentication turned on for all of your email accounts, I would say make it a goal to get it all done before the end of business day tomorrow. It really is that simple. So that's number one. Now, number two, I talk about multi-factor authentication for your Microsoft account, right? Your Microsoft account has become very important, and people sometimes confuse that with their email. It's tied together, but basically make sure that you've got multi-factor authentication set up for your Microsoft accounts, period. It doesn't matter. It doesn't just have to be your email. So people that have regular access, admin level access to your Microsoft account, you want to make sure that multi-factor authentication is set up. I cannot tell you how many times we start working with a new RIA and they have administrative level access to their Microsoft account that don't have multi-factor authentication enabled. That's number two. Again, I would get those done before the end of business day tomorrow. I'd get them all done within a day. Now, the third thing is archiving and retention. Yes, a lot of people are familiar with email archiving, whether it's Smarsh or Global Relay or whoever, but I'm talking about more than just email. So again, we work with a ton of RIAs. I would say 90% do not know that Microsoft has an email archiving solution that is SEC compliant. So if you don't want to, you don't have to pay for a third-party tool such as Smarsh or Global Relay. Obviously, it's a different interface. It looks a little bit different and things like that. But Microsoft does have email archiving and it is SEC compliant. Now, the second piece, which is fascinating, and again, very few RIAs know this, is that you can do archiving for more than just email. So you can archive email with this platform. You can archive Teams or instant messaging. You can archive online meetings. You can also archive files and video meetings and things like that. So a lot of times when we're thinking archiving, you know, we're thinking email, but the Microsoft platform actually allows you to archive these things that I just mentioned.
That's just really important for an RIA, right? All those communications they have with their clients or between colleagues, you know, a lot of that is required for them to keep as part of their records. So being able to archive those chat sessions, for example, that's really important.
Yeah. And again, most RIAs, you're probably doing a 7-year archive with somebody like Smarsh or Global Relay, and that's great. And you can continue to keep that. But if you want to, you could look at the Microsoft option. And again, the Microsoft option provides you archiving for more than just email. It's the instant messaging for Teams, the online meetings, and it's your file and folder structure too. So it's a really, really robust solution worth looking at. So we talked about three things so far, two more things. So number four is single sign-on for web-based applications. And really quick, before you say, yeah, we got that covered, two things I want to highlight. Number one, I don't want you to confuse a password manager with a single sign-on solution. That's number one. Number two, I don't want you to confuse a consumer single sign-on solution with what I would call an enterprise single sign-on solution. And what I mean by that is, you know what, maybe I should clarify what this is real quick for the listener. Basically, this is where I could log into something like Redtail, Tamarack, Orion, any web-based application as a user without knowing my username and password. So I log into my computer, I access my Microsoft resources, and then in the top right-hand corner, I open up my web browser, and then I click on a link that shows Redtail, and then I'm automatically logged into Redtail. As a user, as an employee, I have no idea what my username and my password is for Redtail. What happens is on the back end, it's tied into my Microsoft account. And that provides better security, and actually it provides better productivity. So I don't need to remember a whole bunch of passwords. And what's really neat there is, let's say we hired Mary. Mary starts using her computer, and then she can just log into all these web-based applications without needing to know what her username and password. And if you really wanted to get fancy and sophisticated, you can kind of limit that to in the office and things like that. But also, if Mary decides to leave, hey, no problem. It's one place. You disable her primary Microsoft account, and now she's not able to access Redtail, Orion, Tamarack, any of the other web-based applications that you're using. So what we see a lot of times out there is people confuse what I would call a password manager. Password manager is great, but it's for something totally different. And then a lot of people are using what I would call consumer versions of the single sign-on. The Microsoft platform provides you an enterprise-level secure single sign-on for your web-based applications that's tied into your Microsoft account. Again, on the back end, better security and better productivity. So the fourth way that you can maximize your security, your cloud security score, is to leverage single sign-on for web-based applications. Carla, I talked a lot about this, but I'll come back to you. I just wanted to make sure that what I'm communicating makes sense there.
Yeah, it does. And I think that it sort of offers that extra level of productivity and security, but also it eliminates all those other risks of someone keeping their passwords on sticky notes or on a Word document in their, you know, on their device or however, you know, we all, or even reusing passwords or using passwords that are, you know, password that are easy to hack, right? So it sort of eliminates those risks as well.
Well, I guess I'll ask you this, you know, if you've got team members and they have to have all these different passwords, I can guarantee you they're using the same password across different web applications. You know, it's just to simplify their life, right? So now the fifth one, and this has really become significant since COVID and a lot of people are working from home, endpoint protection for your computers, for your phones, and for your tablets, such as the iPads. Here's the deal. A lot of people are working from home, or a lot of people are working a combination from home and the office. Now, with so many people doing that, having a security wraparound that computer or that device is that much more important. I'm not going to get too much into it, but again, this is something that's included in your Microsoft subscription, depending on which one you have. And again, if you don't have the right one, you can upgrade to the next level and the cost is pretty nominal. But basically, it's really nice because it's kind of like you've got not just an antivirus and a firewall wrapped around that computer, but you have kind of a, like an intrusion detection system around that that prevents that. And the best analogy I can use without getting too much into the weeds is imagine you've got a computer and you've got a security bubble around that, regardless of where that is, right? In the office, in the coffee shop, at home, you know, wherever, it really maximizes the security. So that fifth one takes a little bit of work. I think the first three I mentioned, I think you could do those within 2 business days. The fourth one takes a little bit of work and the fifth one takes a little bit of work, but those are all really great things to have if you don't have to maximize your security score. And I guess, Carla, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to wrap up. But before I do that, anything else you wanted to add?
All of these things, while, you know, some of them are a little more complicated to actually set up, none of them are really going to hinder productivity or make anything more difficult for employees at the firm. And I think that's what's, you know, makes it a lot easier for them to implement because they know that it's not going to, they're not going to need to train their employees on how to do new processes or anything like that. So it's sort of a win-win that way.
Absolutely. I think the big message that I want to communicate here is, look, if you're using the Microsoft platform, it's a phenomenal platform. You've got some really large financial institutions that are using that. You know, you as an RIA with 5, 15, 25 people, you can leverage that same, what I would call enterprise class security. There's no reason why you can't do that. And the analogy that I use, it's a lot like a plane. You've got the right plane, but you may not have the right pilot. And what I mean by that is, look, you need the right pilot to help you maximize the security of this platform that you have. So listen, if you've been listening to this and the message resonates with you and you might want to work with us, we'd love to hear from you. Go to our website, request a free quote. We can send that to you. Again, you can visit us at www.riaworkspace.com and you can request a free quote. And again, thank you for listening. I hope you found this session helpful. And have a great day.